This will be our last class. I want to make sure that we leave here with something from this particular class. We've been in the chapter 7 of the book. We've been talking about truth. And to kind of piggyback on, not the kind of piggyback, but to piggyback on what Apostle just left off with the soul. This is the reason that we keep doing the same stuff in the church. We don't see those as wounds. But anything outside of Christ is a... Get it? Anything outside of the mind of Christ will be a wounding factor that'll keep you in a place of doing something that's ineffective. The reason there's so much separation of church is because of woundedness. Are y'all understanding me? The reason we can't get together on the same team, and I've counted all the denominations out before. The reason that we can't, the Bible clearly tells us to come as one. Ephesians 4, we'll go over that again, it's one of our main chapters in this class. But it says one body, one faith, one Lord, till we all come into the unity of the faith. It clearly explains what the goal is. I was reading John chapter 17, I think it was, and it's a powerful chapter. Jesus prayed the whole chapter. He talked to them and gave them, and finally he started talking to them plain and not in parables and proverbs. Then he just stopped talking to them and started talking to the Lord and started making a request for them that God gave him. He said, I thank you for the ones that you gave me out of the world. Remember, now the world is a system. It's a mindset. It's a function. But he began to pray. He said, let them be as one as me and you one. He kept on saying it over and over again. What's the problem? What's the problem? You ain't got the mind of Christ. What's the problem? We're coming up with our own ideas, not the ideas of Christ. I told somebody yesterday, and it's very simple. Jesus said, take my yoke upon me, learn me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for you. So if my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And it's simple. It's simple. Everybody say simple.
Simple.
Jesus made a quick statement. He said, I don't do nothing but what my Father tell me to do. I don't make up no rules. I don't make up no steps. I just do what my Father tells me to do. How much are we doing that he ain't told us to do? That's where all confusion comes from. Now, you can break that down to your personal. Whatever's hard or difficult, we say, well, press through, you know, just trying on your face. No, you probably didn't hear from the Lord. What's easy? What's your personal, individual definition of easy? Come on, I'm listening. Come on. It don't take much effort. It's smooth. Huh? Sweatless. Come on. Come on. When y'all hear easy, what y'all think? Easy money. What y'all think? What y'all think about that? So it don't sound like a trying of your faith, huh? Does it sound like the testing of your anointing? Don't sound like that. Jesus ain't said the testing of your anointing is my yoke is. Easy. Everybody say easy. What's not easy right now? What's not easy that you've been doing? You've been witnessing hard too. Your witnessing ain't been easy. You're not, because you ain't doing it the right way. You get the witness and you find somebody that look like they need a witness. How you figure out what's what? You looking for an easy target? Come on, y'all. I know church. Come on. You looking for when you witness, what you doing? Witness. Witness means to see something. It don't really mean to say something. So a part of your situation, what have you seen? What you saying? It should be easy. It should be easy. But we've got a lot of things. I just been doing a lot of research. A lot of research. Where are we at? Matthew 16. I've been doing a lot of research. You have to study the Word of God. You have to study Jesus. You can't assume that you already know. I think the problem with all of us relationally with each other is that we act like we already know. We don't do no studying. And so we begin to lose respect for, we begin to negate the power that's in everybody else. And we can't benefit from our togetherness because of lack of respect. But here in Matthew 16, And it's a simple thing, and it goes. I found out that Jesus, I've been reading the Gospels this month, and I found out that Jesus is a very simple teacher. He really doesn't, even the parables, you know, because we have hindsight, even the parables are somewhat easy to understand. You know, I can imagine at the time his disciples asked him, why are you speaking to us in Proverbs? Like, why you keep talking to us in parables? Jesus said, it ain't for everybody to get. You realize just because you sign up don't mean you're going to be used. Huh? Just because you signed up for it don't mean that you're going to know the mysteries. It's funny that the mysteries are plainly in the middle of the Bible right there in Jesus, but we everywhere else. You know, I ask the question over and over again. I get asked this every week in everybody's church and everybody's service. How much studying of Jesus did you do today? All right, and then you say, well, I studied Proverbs. I'm about to ask you that. How much studying of Jesus did you do? Who's the living word? Huh? You call him the savior of your soul, right? Okay, so that process should be the life that we're living. And so if we slow down, the truth is not a thing, it's a person. There is no truth without the personality of Christ. Listen to what I'm saying. There is no truth that you're going to come across without the personality of Christ, without the character or the name of Jesus. But I'm lead off with the character first, because we've humanized the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus has become Alakazam, or Abracadabra, Hocus Pocus. In the name of Jesus, and bam, you expect it to happen. But was you doing what you're doing in the name of Jesus? If you go back and see the truth, when we talk in church, remember, and then it's in Matthew 16:13, let me read this, and then we'll. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Said thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosened. How much stuff you done bound on earth that didn't get bound up? How much you done tried to loose that didn't loose? But if you trail back up, do you have the revelation of Christ? And then you have to have a revelation of Christ in you as you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? The revelation of Christ in you as you. So now I found out something. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed in thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I took a deep breath the other day, because he showed me something. Being a, it's your last night of ministry school here at Every Christian Word Training Center. Last night as students. I guess you'll be alumni after this, right? Yes, hopefully. Yes, yes. Everybody make it. But you take upon the burden. You can really take upon being a minister. You can really take upon the burden of making somebody learn. And if they don't do better, then you feel like you failed. You get it? Or if I'm gonna teach y'all something, or if they don't get it, or they don't change, then you feel like you weren't anointed. If you was really preaching in the anointing, people would change. Well, I found out something that can't nobody really give you revelation knowledge. This is what I'm saying to you. I can show you some things. But right now, Jesus said, flesh and blood. Now, he's talking about himself. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. But my Father was in heaven. Jesus was preaching mysteries, right? And parables. He said, remember, he said, to him that is here, ears to hear, let him hear. He said, it's not for them over there. He's trying to say something about the digging. About somebody that's willing to dig. And willing to get down on the inside, forsake all this other stuff, and to get down on the inside to really see the revelation of Christ on the inside of them. I can't show you your Christ. I can point you in the direction, but you got to dig. That's the one thing that's needful that can't be taken away. When you've decided to get down and dig down into Christ and the revelation of Christ in you, it'll never be taken away from you. It gets to the point that it catches you. You thought you caught it, and it catch you. Jesus said in that prayer right before, he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. It's over there in John. It's good. If you just slow down. If you just slow down for a minute and stop conquering and stop trying to get your scriptures for what you're trying to figure out or what you're trying to battle or win, and understand the personality that's in Christ. And if you slow down and study the personality of Christ, you realize it's very similar to yours. When you take all the crap and pull all the other stuff back and all the stuff that we done learned and all the stuff that we done built up in the egos and all these things that we walk around and act like it's the truth, if we move all that stuff back, you really find out that's the truth right down the inside of you. We've been saying it all semester. And this is the truth. You want the truth? You cannot have any form of church without a revelation of Christ. You'll never be able to function like he said he wanted to function. Remember, now church was not not as we do it in 2018, but it was a gathering, right? And I don't want to go into detail. I'm being a whole other class. You just go back and listen to other classes. But now it's a pulling together. It's calling you out by your name and calling you out to carry a name. So upon Christ, I'll make my function through the people. I was listening to Apostle, with three-part being, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and living the body, right? We learn that, right? We learn about the soul, we learn about the body. It's going to carry out, right? I said, well, why didn't he call us the spirit of Christ? Why come on calling us the body of Christ? You know what I'm saying? That's going to take some meditation for y'all and for me too. So why did he call us the body? What was he saying? But then I took it personal. I said, I'm the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ. I'm carrying Christ. Before we can be one, I got to be one. Huh? No, before we can be one, I got to be one. Where's your study or your search for your oneship? John 8 talking about you shall know the truth, and the truth what? Make you, don't say set. Ooh, I do a backflip in this last class. Shall make you free, but you'll know the person of the truth. That's freedom. The word religion actually comes from the meaning of binding something. Did you know that? Yeah, well, now you know. Right? Binding something, yeah. And I believe in I got a little puppy at the house. Call her puppy, but she ain't really a puppy no more. But I gotta bind her up sometime. If I don't put on a leash, if I just let her run wild, she's gonna do whatever she wants to do. One day she did whatever she wanted to do. I just got to depend. I came back and everything was everywhere. Thank God for Jesus. And thou shalt not kill and all that. So, but it takes some binding. So I understand how that works. I understand what that goes. The child, the heir, as long as he's a child, there's nothing but servant. We'll be Lord of all. I was under tutors and governors until the time appointed the Father. What did you do then? What did you do in the time get appointed the Father? What you go now? What you mean? You ain't under tutors and governors? What are we saying now? It's a level of maturity and freedom that God intends, but you've got to learn some things. Ephesians 4 talking about you have not so learned Christ. I said this in another class, and it's real solemn in one of our other classes in here, but what are you learning more than you learn Christ? What do you know more than you know Christ? It's solemn when you say that. What do you know more than you know Christ? You know how to get to your house, more than you know Christ. You know your home, but more than you know Christ. You know your relationships more than you know Christ. And so because you know those things more, those things have more of a place in your life. And so it's backwards. Let me teach you something. Whatever you build outside of truth is going to leave you on your tail. The rug will be yanked from under your feet. Whatever you try to build, and I don't know what God has called all you to do. I'm not sovereign, so I don't know. I'm not on, unless he give me an opening and let me see something, which is on his business if he want to do that. I don't know what your calling is to do, what you called to do, or what position he's called you to fill or whatever. But whatever you're building, and whatever you end up building, or whatever you end up getting instruction to build, make sure that you build it on the rock, but you got to know the rock to build it on the rock. So if you don't know the rock, you don't need to be building nothing right now. It's not your point in time. Because it's 2018, because we have the internet, because we can do all these different things willy-nilly, I found out how easy it is to start a business, just get $100, you can get an LLC, now you got a business. And so we was in the wave of entrepreneurship, in the wave of everybody got a brand. That's a grand old word, brand. Everybody got a ministry. You start a ministry. Look, they got a quick way to do a nonprofit now. Yeah, the quick form. So we in 2018. So it's easy to start. You just spend a few $100, do that, and you think you got something going. Where's the rock? And I had to myself talk to myself, because maybe sometimes some of this stuff ain't no rocks. Some of this is just some hard sand. Come on. Add water, it's over with. Huh? A little rain, a little wind, you're done. And so everything, and I this is just what I want to leave you with, that everything has to be built upon the rock of the person of Christ. Everything, not religion, but the person of Christ, right? Not flawlessness, the person of Christ. Everything. And there are things that you are, I believe when we prayed this prayer that we prayed just in an apostle class about the wounds in our soul and asking for forgiveness, there's a lot of church stuff I've had to ask for forgiveness for. Huh? Y'all, No. Let me say it again. There's a lot of churchy ways that we have that I had to ask for forgiveness for. I was having a conversation the other day, and I just went back and I through the conversation, I was just going back through, and I remember, I've been in church forever, as far as I'm concerned. But then I could remember a lot of ways that I thought were the ways, but they were religious, and they were hurting, and they were destructive, and they were, I'm trying to think of the words for them. They didn't benefit. I remember being a young man and preaching. Y'all don't love God enough. You don't love God enough because you don't read the scripture in the morning. That ain't the message. Right? Religious. It's not about what you think is right. Because the thing that you think is right will immediately be a wrong thing tomorrow. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It'll flip over on you, and you thought it was the rightest thing in the world, and tomorrow be like, and it's the worst thing ever. Because it wasn't built on right or wrong. The foundation ain't right or wrong. If you build a foundation off of right or wrong, you're going to end up wrong, and sometimes right. But it's the rock. It's the foundation. I don't really, for the sake of understanding the same subject, we touch on different things. You know, we touch on grace and peace and all these different things that we touch on. But it all goes back to one place. It'll never go back to anywhere else but this one place. Every trail you find in the Bible always go back to this one place. Every subject, every message, everything should go back to this one place. It all is in this one place. It all is in this one being, and it's in Christ. And that's it. Christ is not hiding from us. He's not hiding, right? But you got to look for him. Matthew 6:33 says what? Seek ye first. What have we been seeking before that? Whose advice? You remember that. Advice have we been taking? Adding them vices. Advice will kill you, boy. Next time you think about giving advice, slow it down and say like that. Well, let me give you my advice. And you're going to be like, nah, never mind. Let me point you in this direction. Right? Our job as the church is to point towards Christ. Right? You can't point nowhere you ain't never been. You can't point nowhere you don't know the directions to. You get me? And so I want to make sure that I'm a young man with a older man's experience. I done seen a lot. I done a lot of church. And I done seen a lot of it be worth nothing. You have to. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you done seen a lot of stuff you doing. It's just like, You ain't going to admit it because you think you God going to be mad at you. Not. He not. He going to be like, yes, finally. Finally, yeah, like, wow. Thank God. Don't ever stop your pursuit of Christ. You ever start feeling a little lost? Bring it back there. It's in a simple place. It's called the Gospels. Right? Whenever you're trying to figure out how to handle a situation, go in there. Whenever you feel like trying to figure out a handle how you feel about something, go to trace it all back to Christ. Now, it's a dangerous place. I love it. But it can become a dangerous place in society because you begin to see through some things and begin to see some societal established factors that ain't really lined up with Christ. Christ is the truth. If it ain't truth, can't be no freedom. You understand me?
Yes,
I don't. It's a simple situation. To consistently dig. Get out of everywhere else, y'all. All this other stuff. Get out of everywhere. You can go over there, but go over there after you go here. All right, get out of everywhere else, man. Like we in devotionals and we got 30-day this and 40-day this and 60-day this and fasting this. You don't even know what you're talking about, you're fasting. You don't even know why you're fasting. Right? Come on, man. Like,
yes, sir.
Them red words. Them red words will deliver you and keep you clear. And you'll know exactly how to do everything you're supposed to do. And the peace of God will be all up in the midst of it. Are y'all understanding me? No more toil, no more trouble, no more hard work. I've worked, and I'm going to say this now, and I'm really walking out, because my clock going down. I've worked hard as a Christian. I've been on the floor praying, and I've had times, you're praying in the spirit, you pray till the fire come down. And you pray till you're crying, and pray till you're sweating. And I've been with several different groups of people. And I pray with them, and half of them ain't with me no more. Half of them ain't even around. Half of them ain't even following the faith no more. What are we doing? Come on, let's get down to the bottom of it. Right? Let's get down to the bottom of it without our religious exercises. And get down to the bottom of what's going on. Christ or nothing. Everybody's cool, but Christ or nothing. Y'all get it? Christ or nothing. Amen.